Translocation, what it comes down to. 1. Over drinks in a San Francisco bar, she looks at you, her eyes hard, blue. One day, she says, you'll leave me. It's possible. You're too old to be cavorting all day in bars and bookstores. Your 20-year-old self had imagined by now you'd own a house, the kind that is clean and poured with sunlight, children streaming in and out. You've begun to understand you don't want this exactly. 2. You go shopping for sex toys in the Castro. You want to hold her hand and kiss her in public, forgetting something as simple as a kiss could be locked and loaded. You've begun to understand you are now a target. She is wary. In airports, she pulls away without warning. They would kill me first and then rape you, she says. In your bones, you know this is true. You've begun to understand this is not the same as kissing a husband. 3. In the night, she wakes you, her cough, the hoarse hack of a smoker. You know then she's sick, her body burning beside you, sweat pearls on her forehead. The fierceness of love is your bottom line. You have cradled her body with yours, clutching her muscles, her bones opening to you. Ilium, ischium, pubis, you have fingered the hollow of her clavicle, traced the blades of her scapula, parted her tendons, you have licked her wounds. Even the cat, who has slept between you all night, climbs aboard her chest to peer at her face. 4. In the morning, you bring her tea, but she wants whiskey. You forage for your clothes. I'm sorry, she says. I know it all comes down to sex. And this is a joke because you've told her you're only there to fuck. I love your body, she tells you. I love that bra. She studies the way you lift your breast into its black lace. She watches you snap yourself back into place. She says, I want to show your body how in love with it I am. You hand her the full weight of your right breast. For next time, you say. 5. It comes down to the details. The way she slices an onion with her fingertips clenched as she cuts. The way her hair falls across one eye. A mess of curls. How she leans back into the tub, her eyes closing to the sound of your voice, reading poetry, her body incandescent in the watery half-light. How the cat folds his paws beneath him and listens to. You realize it's these small moments that are saving you. 6. At the door, she sucks on a cigarette. You read the pause in her exhale. I've realized, she says, why I'm angry. You nod because you understand the unattended child learns to rock herself to sleep watching ghosts from her bed. She learns to tamp down her fear, and now you are leaving to return to your children who clamor at your gate. Dislocated by loss, their home is your body. Body of love, body of sex, body of grief, body of giving birth to their bodies. You offer yourself up, and in turn, they are yours. You've begun to understand. You have offered yourself to her in all these ways, without knowing if it is enough. 7. At home, the sun grows with the day as slow burn sloughs off the morning. 2 hummingbirds buzz, their wings an illusion. Next, 2 cranes drift bone white across the lake. It would be easy to say that this is what it comes down to. 7. Unmoored by hunger and unbound, you've begun to understand permanence as a shift inside you. The blue-black shock of understanding, the fierce beating of wings, the crow of want. This dark bruise requires the will to turn, to know freedom in transience and how to cleave to person instead of place. It comes down to the dim light from your opened mouth, wound or exit, culmination of longing, trying to launch itself from your shadow, trying to fly its way out.